My name is Jeff Ankerfeldt, and I'm the brand new lieutenant here with the Sitka Police Department.
Jeff Ankerfeldt is really excited to be in Sitka.
You know, it felt like home the minute we got here, so.
Ankerfeldt arrived in late May with his wife and son after driving across the country from Minnesota. It's a big move, but Ankerfeldt says Sitka has called to him for a long time.
It was almost like beyond serendipity that I would end up here in Sitka, Alaska. I read a book by Martin Strand, a Tlingit elder, many years ago, and I was really touched by the history of the people, their connection to this place. He was a great storyteller. He was an artist. His stories about being at fish camp and having that sense of place. I've not really had that in my family.
So he was drawn to Sitka by Strand's description. And then
I actually went to the FBI Academy and I met Chief Schmidt there about 10 years ago.
The two men clicked right away and kept in touch over the years. When the lieutenant position in Sitka opened up, Ankerfeldt knew he had to apply.
Professionally, it's a new challenge, and then it allows myself and my family to become, I think, really more complete people, to be a part of a community, and that's really important to us. Being a part of something, and that's what we want to be.
Ankerfeldt comes to Sitka after 23 years with the police department in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, a city of about 80,000 just north of Minneapolis. Ankerfeldt started out as a patrol officer and rose through the ranks, eventually becoming deputy chief. In that position, he supervised almost 150 people. So how is policing different when you move from a city in the Midwest to a remote island community a tenth its size?
Probably everything, but on a fundamental level, it's the same, right? And what I'm really excited about serving here in Sitka is relationships.
Relationships is a word that Ankerfeldt uses a lot.
So when I was a police officer working the street and when I was more directly connected to the community, that filled my cup, so to speak, you know, like I felt charged at the end of the day. I mean, like rejuvenated. And then as I progressed through the ranks and became further removed, I didn't get a chance to be out in the community and like, touch it and be a part of it. And I really, really miss that. So the idea of coming to a smaller community and a smaller organization where I could actually, you know, where relationships mattered, right? Where your word counted and having that direct personal contact with people, especially after 23 years, has really made me feel energized.
Ankerfeldt says that collaboration is at the heart of his policing style, whether it's working with the Safe Shelter on issues of domestic violence or reaching out to the Salvation Army in their food pantry. He says that over the course of his career, he has learned that partnerships are essential.
When I was a new officer, I didn't have too many tools in my toolbox, right? It was just strictly kind of straightforward enforcement. So over time, my philosophy has evolved to this. I think that so much of the pain and suffering and the victimization that we experience out there can be prevented with just, you know, giving it a great deal of thought, being creative about solutions, personally investing ourselves in looking for ways that we can change the future of problems. I really believe that if you're creative and you care and you're empathetic, if you just care and if you just try and you work with people, someone doesn't get hurt, right? I'm an absolute believer in it.
Speaking with KCAW on his second day on the job, Ankerfeldt was still learning his phone number and figuring out where to put things in his office. But one thing he says is already clear. Coming to Sitka was the right choice.
You know, where I come from, if I'm driving down the street, people don't wave at you. And it's I've had that experience already. I'm happy. It's a perfect way to cap out what has been already a wonderful career, a blessed career. And so to be here for the next 10 years, if you will, if they'll have me, feels really good.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.